Have some guts. Citizens rage at NYC's Democrat Mayor Eric Adams over handling of migrant crisis. By Amy Furr on August 14, 2023. Residents criticized New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, on Sunday, blaming his handling of the migrant crisis for the problems they are facing. Neighbors from Queens protesting a tent city at Creedmoor Psychiatric Center had harsh words for the mayor after an event at St. Gregory the Great Church in Belrose. The New York Post reported Monday, citing audio it obtained. Adams addressed the group, saying, "If you feel I'm not doing the job the last 18 months with the mess I inherited, you have a right to do what you want." However, one event attendee fired back at Adams. Phil Orenstein, a leader in the Queens Village Republican Club, told the mayor to tell his president to stop shipping migrants to the area. In April, Adams said his city is being destroyed by President Joe Biden's, D, migrant crisis, Breitbart News reported. The outlet also highlighted the cost related to the problem. New York City has spent $817 million to address the migrant crisis between July 2022 and March, according to the Office of Budget and Management. Estimates show the city will spend $4.2 billion on costs related to the migrant crisis from June 2023 through the end of fiscal year 2024. Per the Post, Orenstein shared the frustration community members are feeling over the migrant camp at Creedmoor. He then demanded the mayor return them to Mexico and Washington, D.C. He also pointed to abandoned buildings on Rikers Island where there are reportedly nearly 30,000 migrants. "But not at Creedmoor. Not in our neighborhood. You're going to destroy our community, destroy our property values. There's going to be crime. There's going to be drug taking," Orenstein declared, for the audio. He added there were so many unknowns when it came to bringing so many migrants into the area regarding curfews, the vetting process, and diseases. Orenstein added, "What I need for you to do is one of your constituents is send them back to Washington, D.C. Send them back to Mexico. Have some guts. Stand up for your people. We are your people." However, the mayor said if the city began deporting asylum seekers, the federal government could impose sanctions, and the city would be in danger of losing the money officials needed to find solutions. Adams recently considered a plan to house thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens in a camp located in Central Park, making it one of 3,000 other locations where authorities were considering setting up such camps and tent cities, Breitbart News reported on August 4. It is important to note that nearly 40,000 migrants were apprehended on the southwest border during the first 10 days of August, according to Breitbart News.